Welcome to the Banner of Truth broadcast. The following program of inspiration is brought to you by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. You can find one or more Free Reformed Churches in this station's listening area. And now, the Banner of Truth with Pastor Hans Overdoon, the minister of the Calgary Free Reformed Church.
Dear friends, has anyone failed you this past week or in your lifetime? Have you had it too that something you expected surely to take place failed to take place? Oh, we live in a world where so many of our gadgets and even our vehicles can fail us. Maybe you experienced having ordered something, but it was back-ordered and it failed to come in on the promised date. We live in a world of countless failings on many fronts. How often we can fail our own loved ones in different ways. The question can also be asked, have you perhaps also failed yourself in different areas in your life? Do you realize how we have failed before God in living for Him as He calls us to do? Before the one true God, don't we fail every day in both not doing all He requires of us and at the same time actually doing all too much He forbids us as the holy and just God? But I have good news to tell you. It is my privilege as gospel minister to remind you of something that can easily be forgotten and yet should always be kept in mind. I do not know if you thought about it at all this week, but this is what God's holy word says about the Lord. His compassions fail not. And because His compassions fail not, we may preach hope and help in and through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let me first read two passages of Scripture, namely Psalm 86, verses 11 to 15, and then Lamentations 3, 22 to 25. Listen and hear the word of the Lord. Psalm 86. Teach me Thy way, O Lord. I will walk in Thy truth. Unite my heart to fear Thy name. I will praise Thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify Thy name for evermore. For great is Thy mercy toward me, and Thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set Thee before them. But Thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion, and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. Did you hear what the psalmist said there in verse 15? He says, Thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion. And now, reading from Lamentations 3, 22-25, listen to what the prophet Jeremiah says about the compassionate Lord God of the Bible. He writes there, It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in Him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeks Him. The Scriptures just read, dear friends, are precious gospel truth. And remember what the Lord Jesus says in Matthew 24, verse 35, Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. I invite you then to focus further with me on this subject of the Lord's compassions. The word compassion is a very rich word in Scripture, referring to someone's deep care and tender love for another. If you have compassion on someone, your heart goes out to that someone in their need, and you reach out to that person in the best way you know how. In Isaiah 49, verse 15, the Lord asks, Can a woman forget her sucking or nursing child, that she should not have compassion, that is, motherly tender care, and such deep feelings of loving kindness, for the son of her womb? In Psalm 103, verse 15, we are told, Like as a father pities his child, so the Lord pities them that fear Him. The word for pity there is the same Hebrew word stem for compassion in both the text from Lamentations 3 and from Psalm 86. In other words, as a true father has compassion for his children, and much more even than the most compassionate mother with her nursing child, so the Lord is filled with compassion for people like us. Indeed, this is God's word of honest truth. His compassions fail not. We read in Psalm 86, indeed, verse 15, along the same line, Thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion. Do you believe God is a God full of compassion for people like us? Yes, full of compassion also towards you. Because His compassions fail not, Jeremiah says in Lamentations 3:22. Because His compassions fail not, what? What are you saying to us, inspired prophet of old? Isn't Jeremiah saying, there is hope for sinners still, because God's compassions fail not? Yes, isn't he saying, also very much in the context of the book of Lamentations, though God comes in judgment against sin, as the people of Judah experienced being sent to Babylon, yet the Lord is merciful too, and he still reaches out to us, not writing us off, but continuing to work to accomplish great salvation for undeserving, hell-deserving sinners like we are of ourselves. Isn't this the great comfort of all confessing Christians, in fact? Listen to the whole text, Lamentations 3:22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because His compassions fail not. You hear it with me? Jeremiah is revived in hope and comfort, thinking of this gospel truth about the Lord God. His compassions fail not. His compassions fail not. What does that mean? His compassions fail not. The Septuagint Greek translation of the Hebrew expresses it, His compassions cannot be exhausted. You might say, His compassions do not end. They are without ceasing. His compassions are not spent ever. They are not finished or all spent out at any time. His compassions have not vanished. They are not emptied out or depleted over time. All the oil reserves in the world could one day be all depleted. But never can that be said of God's compassions for sinful people, as many as look to Him. No, God's compassions continue still. They fail not. They are unending in flowing out from His heart and in reaching out in mercy and love towards needy and wayward people like you and me. The prophet drives it home, in fact, saying, not only negatively speaking, His compassions fail not, but positively speaking, he then proclaims, speaking of those compassions of the Lord, they are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. Don't ever think, dear friends, now that we are in the year 2010, almost through it in fact, except for the last 3 months, that God's compassions now are not there anymore like before, or somehow harder to retrieve or receive. No, listen to this word from God. His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Isn't this something so encouraging in the Christian faith and something to cling to, surely? Which true Christian doesn't need this gospel word and welcome it so? And going on, the text says more good news yet. For considering further this expression, His compassions fail not, is it not correct to say, not only does that tell us His compassions are endless in this time of grace, but also His compassions are most effectual. That is, the Lord's compassions are not simply weak, helpless feelings of pity just, but His compassions fail not in the sense that His compassions also result in positive accomplishment of help and salvation in all our needs. As God the Lord is moved deep within His being for mankind lost in sin and under the bondage and judgment of sin, so He comes with perfect remedy for us in all our needs. And in that sense too, His compassions fail not. Think of the difference here with you and me, and we showing compassion to others. I with you have compassion on the starving people of this world, on those living in terrible circumstances. But isn't it true, so often we are helpless more or less in reference to all that misery? We can have compassion in many directions, and that is surely good, but often our compassion is so lame too, if I may put it that way. For who will not admit our compassions fail many times, not only because they are so short-lived often, but also because our compassion stops with mostly just feelings of pity And even when we do as much as we think we can, we all know it is so little compared to all the need out there, all the misery, all the sorrows, all the troubles. But listen, it is not so with the Lord. His compassions fail not. Also in the sense that the Lord doesn't stand helplessly by us in our needs. But rather, He always has ways and means to actually accomplish real remedy and deliverance in all our needs. In fact, this is the great gospel tidings, that even the Lord's compassions fail not to accomplish and obtain complete salvation for sinners like us. Yes, in and through His dear Son, the crucified and risen Savior of sinners, Jesus Christ. No one going to the Lord Jesus, pleading His mercy and trusting His compassions fail not, will find out that after all, His compassions too amount to nothing really. No, His compassions fail not. And that means also there is help to be found with Him in all our needs for body and soul. For whatever need you bring to Him in faith, you will find God is full of compassion and His compassions fail not. There is gracious, glorious, complete deliverance to be found with the Lord God in and through Christ Jesus. This is the gospel, His compassions fail not. So Jeremiah says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. Again, I wonder who listening doesn't need this gospel word and welcome so this gospel word. Jeremiah says this, His compassions fail not, in the context of experiencing God's judgment for sin. You see, Jeremiah realized in faith, in his dark times, even though God was coming in righteous judgment for Judah's ongoing sin and wickedness, yet the Lord was being merciful still too, for He did not altogether consume them in His holy wrath. Instead, the Lord, in unbelievable grace and compassion and long-suffering, left the door of hope open still, even for His rebellious and idolatrous people. And the Lord, in the judgment shown in Jeremiah's day, still continued to work yet for the complete salvation of sinners through the sending of the promised Messiah, His own beloved Son, who would come to be the one-time, all-time Savior of sinners. Ah, yes, and in Christ Jesus, the Savior sent of the Father and anointed by the Holy Spirit, do we not see, in the fullest measure of all, indeed God's compassions fail not? That God should send His Son to be the Savior of sinners in this wicked, ungodly, rebellious world that was not even asking for Him and that would only want to slay Him, doesn't that show His compassions fail not? That Jesus came and spent Himself living as Savior intently in every step, a perfect, holy life on sinners' behalf, and then also as Savior giving Himself to die in the sinner's place, that cursed, cruel death we deserve, and to endure even the unending anguish of hell that is all our due. Oh, that the Lord Jesus would do that and suffer and die so for the ungodly even. As Paul says in Romans 5 verse 6, I ask you, isn't that a matter of such amazing grace and evidence indeed His compassions fail not? The Bible teaches us how the Lord would go to all lengths to be the Savior of sinners, and that for sinful, undeserving people like us, you and me. Just reflect on this, dear friends. And yes, let it sink in your mind and heart, the fact, as one put it, the fact that the Lord Jesus would submit to being betrayed by a close friend, and that He would submit to being led away toward a wrongful trial, and that He would submit to being forsaken by closest followers, and that He would submit to false accusations, and that He would submit to gross injustice, and that He would stand silent while being mocked, and that He would submit to slaps on the face, and that He would not defend Himself against physical torture, and that He would submit to a mob that would call for His death, and that He would submit to the pain of a crown of thorns, and that He would be willing to drag His cross to the place of His execution, and that He would submit to being identified with criminals, and that He would submit to nails being driven into His limbs, and that He would be willing to have His Father turn His back on Him. Think of it. Jesus was willing to submit as sin-bearer and Savior of sinners, taking upon Himself the righteous, holy wrath of God for sin, and thus receiving no compassion for Himself at all. that he might righteously obtain endless compassion for a sinful people, all those who trust and follow him. I say, doesn't that also show and prove beyond a shadow of a doubt his compassions fail not? Consider him who would so suffer for sin as a just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God in a reconciled and restored relationship of love. Oh, doesn't that prove his compassions fail not? That Jesus cried out the seven words on the cross, including, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And that triumphant cry of his once for all sacrifice for sin, it is finished. Doesn't that all prove his compassions fail not? And that Jesus triumphantly arose from the dead as Almighty God approved Savior of sinners, doesn't that so prove the Lord's compassions fail not? Yes, also when, upon rising from the dead, as the Gospel tells us, the risen Savior then searched out his disciples and showed himself alive to them, making indisputably clear to them the Gospel message through him, the crucified and risen Savior. We know for a period of 40 days before his ascension, Jesus explained his Gospel to his disciples. And with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, the Lord Jesus then sent them out to proclaim the Gospel to the whole wide world, earnestly calling all to come to Jesus Christ, the Savior, for complete and eternal salvation from sin, by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, and that all without price and without money or any contribution whatsoever on our part. Oh, doesn't that all declare, indeed, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the Lord's compassions fail not? The fact, too, that there have been so many preachers and missionaries and evangelists of the Gospel tidings over the centuries, and that in our days the splendid, precious, unchanging Gospel of Jesus Christ can truly be heard worldwide over the airwaves and on the internet, isn't that still more evidence the Lord's compassions fail not? Don't the true Christian sacraments, baptism and Lord's Supper, which Christ instituted for his church, also further demonstrate how the Lord's compassions fail not? The two Christian sacraments are visible signs and seals of the Lord's Gospel promise for his people, how that all our salvation is always only in and through Christ Jesus alone. And the Lord gave these sacraments to strengthen his people in what is all too often our weak and faltering faith. Just think with Lord's Supper, for instance, how the Lord God more fully and visibly makes clear to his believing people thereby the fullness of his sacrifice on sinners' behalf. Know most assuredly that in me, the Lord Jesus Christ, is all your salvation from beginning to end, even as you eat the bread and drink the wine in remembrance of me. Through my once-for-all sacrifice on sinners' behalf, there is no blessing you need for body and soul that you cannot and will not find in and with me. Come, taste and see that my compassions fail not. Whosoever believeth on me, this you will find out. Yes, with the divine sign and seal, I assure you, as the last verse also of Psalm 34 puts it, the Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none that trusts in him shall be desolate. No, never. No matter how undeserving you are in yourself, because you see, truly, his compassions fail not. This broadcast, dear friends, I would point you to the Lord, reminding you he is the God whose compassions fail not. Are there not all kinds of reasons and needs for you too to look to this Savior God and to depend alone on him? In Psalm 86, David tells of his trials and struggles in life's journey. Well, who listening to this message doesn't have his or her own trials and struggles in life's journey? David speaks of threats of danger from outside of him and the nation of Israel, and from within that people, and from within his own sinful heart by nature too. Oh, David knows his life will go nowhere but downhill and headed for eternal judgment left to himself. And he appeals to the Lord God for his help and refuge and comfort. Yes, that God whom he describes in verse 15 as a God full of compassion and gracious and long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. If it were not so, who then could be saved? Do you look to this Lord God too in your life, dear friend? Isn't that specifically what marks the true Christian? It is a humbling truth that shall we be saved, we need to be objects of the Lord's compassion all our life long. Yet the true Christian knows to humble ourselves before the Lord is the only right way and the most rich way to live. Just think, whatever your need also now, maybe in reference to sin or temptation or satanic attack, or in reference to pain or sorrow or depression or even some struggle and trial you are ashamed to talk about. Listen, His compassions fail not. They won't cease nor run short or stuck in bringing you comfort and help as exactly required, and abundantly so even. Very sadly, in the context of the book of Lamentations, so many in Israel and Judah would not turn to this only true God. And they refused to repent of sin and trust and follow the Lord God only. It was that way in Jesus' time as well. And that is the way of the natural man, blinded in sin and unbelief. But is that how you will respond now too? Just discounting and despising this precious gospel word? We may hear this gospel word also in this radio message now, because His compassions fail not. Will you scorn it and not receive His only gospel word for sinners, as you and I are on our own? To whom else shall you go with your sinful self in this sinful world but to the triune God as revealed in and with Jesus Christ, whose compassions fail not? This is the most hopeful and heartwarming truth for whoever reaches out to Jesus in faith and repentance. Even as you reach out, seeing in yourselves endless reasons why there should be no remedy and no mercy and no salvation for you, yet looking to this God, as revealed especially in the crucified and risen Savior, let this word from God's holy book and this one true God of all comfort, the God full of compassion, meet you where you are at, because His compassions fail not. This is a holy, happy gospel truth, inviting sinners to come to Jesus, and inviting backsliders to return to Jesus, and urging God's people to stay with Jesus and to abide with Him. For listen, His compassions fail not. I began the message mentioning just some of the many things and people and promises that end up failing us. But the gospel message of Jesus Christ is that in and through Him, trusting and following Him, you will find in life and death and forevermore the Lord's compassions fail not, never ever. Jesus, being also very man, like us in all things, sin excepted, as well as being at the same time very God, and now seated in glory in heaven as the one mediator between God and man, all just underlines so much too. His compassions are so real, and they fail not. Jesus knows about all the nitty-gritty struggles of family life and personal life and work life and school life here on earth. He both can be and is touched with the feelings of all our infirmities because He has been here, beloved. He has lived on this earth, and He knows, as a man as well as God, all we meet with every day. And this is His word: His compassions fail not. In this message, the aim is simply to stress this gospel point. And may the Lord apply it now further as needs to be applied. This truth that His compassions fail not. That is, may He work it further in your mind and heart and life. It is the gospel that becomes the solid basis of all the hope and trust of whoever comes to the Savior. And it is a truth that forever condemns all who will not come to Him. You see, there can be no good reason for any to delay in coming to Christ today in faith and repentance, just as you are, seeing His compassions fail not. Certainly those who remain unsaved in the day of days will discover it was not because God's compassions failed, but because you wickedly refused to repent and believe, caught up with so much of self and Satan and this world instead. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. But if you will reject His compassions as revealed in the person and work of Christ, how then shall you escape the just and eternal wrath of God in the day of judgment? Our text being in the book of Lamentations, lamenting the holy, righteous judgment of God upon the wicked should so reinforce the gospel call to seek the Lord while He may be found, and to call upon Him while He is near, in His compassion and mercy, while yet in the day of grace. The Bible makes very clear that all who refuse to repent and will not be converted before the Lord while it is yet the time of grace, if you should so die, then you will face an eternity in hell, where all the unrepentant and unbelieving will be justly shown there no compassion for evermore, not even a drop of water to cool your tongue. But today is the day of salvation, and you may hear the gracious, earnest gospel call. For sure, too, all who come to Jesus in faith, and all who are saved in the day of days, they all will know and testify. It is only always because His compassions failed not, even to the point that Jesus gave His life a ransom for many. That God is full of compassion and that His compassions fail not points to the precious once-for-all sacrifice of Christ and its endless worth even for as many as will trust and obey Him. Isn't there endless reasons to glory in this Savior God, given by God the Father and anointed by the Holy Spirit to be the one true Savior God you and I exactly need, being otherwise totally hopeless case sinners before God? Because His compassions fail not, as one put it, now we may find mercy for every wrong and grace for every new beginning. And we can add, now we may know true comfort in all our troubles and everlasting hope for all eternity. Indeed, and all for Jesus' sake alone. What a gospel from the God full of compassion. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. Let me conclude then with the last verse of Psalm 31. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Why? Because His compassions fail not in and through Jesus Christ, the Savior. Amen. Dear friends, this radio broadcast is not meant as a substitute for worshiping in a faithful Bible-believing church. If you are not currently worshiping in such a church, you are most welcome to come to our services. To learn about the Free Reformed churches in your area, check our website at www.frcna.org. Again, www.frcna.org. If you have been blessed by this message, or you would like a free copy of today's broadcast, you can write to The Banner of Truth, 680 Brook Park Drive, Southwest, Calgary, Alberta, T2W2R1. That's The Banner of Truth, 680 Brook Park Drive, Southwest, Calgary, Alberta, T2W2R1. We are always glad to hear from our listeners. And now, until next week, the Lord be with you all.
For more information about the Banner of Truth and the Free Reformed Churches of North America, visit our website at www.frcna.org. These radio messages are also being posted on the Internet and can be downloaded for free. Visit www.sermonaudio.com and search on the Banner of Truth. Please join us again next week for the Banner of Truth broadcast.